The skills required to get a job. Good morning, everyone. In today's lecture, I will talk about the skills required to get a good job. Well, it is true, and now competition for employment is more so than ever. So, it begs the obvious question, how do you stand out? There will be three main points I will be discussing. They are academic, personal management, and teamwork skills. I will give you examples of these skills and reasons why these skills are important for you to get a job. First of all, academic skills. Academic skills are probably the most important skill you will need to get a job. It is one of the first thing an employer looks for in an employee. They are skills which give you the basic foundation to acquire, hold on to, and advance in a job, and to achieve the best results. Academic skills can be further divided into three subgroups: communication, thinking, and learning skills. Communication skills require you to understand and speak the languages in which business is conducted. You must be a good listener and be able to understand things easily. One of the most important communicating skills should be reading. You should be able to comprehend and use written materials, including things such as graphs, charts, and displays. One of the newest things we can add to communicating skills would be the internet. Since it is so widely used all around the world, and hence you should have a good understanding of what it is and how to use it. Then, thinking skills. Thinking critically and acting logically to evaluate situations will get you far in your job. Thinking skills consists of things such as solving mathematical problems, using new technology, instruments, tools, and information systems effectively. Some examples of these would be technology, physical science, the arts, skilled trades, social science, and much more. After that, learning is very important for any job. For example, if your company gets some new software, you must be able to learn how to use it quickly and effectively after a few tutorials. You must continue doing this for the rest of your career. It is one thing that will always be useful in any situation, not just jobs. The second major job skill I want to discuss is management skills. Personal management skills is the combination of attitudes, skills, and behaviours required to get, keep, and progress on a job and to achieve the best results. Personal management skills can be further divided into three subgroups, just as academic skills, which are positive attitudes, and behaviours, responsibility, and adaptability. Positive attitudes and behaviours are also very important to keep a job. You must have good self-esteem and confidence in yourself. You must be honest, have integrity, and personal ethics. You must show your employer you are happy at what you are doing and have positive attitudes towards learning, growth, and personal health. Show energy and persistence to get the job done. These can help you to get promoted or a raise. Responsibility and adaptability are also essential. Responsibility is the ability to set goals and priorities in work and personal life. It is the ability to plan and manage time, money, and other resources to achieve goals, and accountability for actions taken. While adaptability means having a positive attitude toward changes in your job, and recognition of and respect for people's diversity and individual differences. Creativity is also important. You must have the ability to identify and suggest new ideas to get the job done. Last but not least, I want to emphasize teamwork skills. Employers now focus on employees' teamwork skills simply because teams can bring more talent, experience, knowledge, and skill to the problem situation, and teamwork can be more satisfying and morale-boosting for people than working alone. There are two reasons. First, team recommendations are more likely to be carried out than recommendations by an individual, because people are more willing to support an effort that they have helped to develop. Second, teams can react to a variety of problems that are beyond the technical competence of an individual. Since teams can be composed of individuals cross-department and division lines, teamwork skills are those skills needed to work with others cooperatively on a job and to achieve the best results. You should show your employer you're able to work with others, understand and contribute to the organization's goals. Involve yourself in the group, make good decisions with others, and support the outcomes. Don't be narrow-minded. Listen to what others have to say and give your thoughts towards their comments. Be a leader, not a loner in the group. In conclusion, I would like to say that all these skills I have discussed are critical to get, keep, and progress in a job, and to achieve the best results possible for you. Of these skills, though academic skills would be the most important skills you will learn, I think. So, if you keep at these skills, you will be happy with what you are doing, unlike a lot of people who are forced to get jobs that they do not like. After you get a desirable job, here comes the second question on how to advance in the job you have already acquired. Of course, this is the topic we shall discuss in the next lecture. Thank you for your attention.